Background knowledge. Before commencing on the analysis, we highlight four key points. Firstly, in the study of Gurbani, one extremely important point to remember is that the teaching of Gurbani is meant for our mind, which is a part of our inner self. Gurbani teaches us through the Shabda and uses broadly our interaction with the creation as illustration to explain what is required of us. This means episodes for human normal living as well as of other members, flora and fauna of the creation, which we understand very well and can relate to, are copiously used to make us understand the concepts and hence the virtuous actions required of our mind. Essentially, Gurbani teaches us to control our mind to be virtuous, using examples we generally experience in our daily interaction with the world at large. Secondly, it is important to appreciate that when analyzing a Shabda from first principles, that is, without reference to available credible translations / explanations, it is necessary to analyze the complete Shabda and first get the big picture message from Gurbani. The reason is to ensure that we do not miss the core concept when interpreting single verses. However, it is acceptable to interpret one verse if we source the meaning from available credible translations / explanations. This is because the authors whose translations, explanations we are using have already studied the entire Shabda to prepare their translation / explanation. Thirdly, var, ballots. Var means a long poem in which the praise of a hero are sung. The religious vars included in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji are made up of shakke, which contain a slok, a small verse complete in itself, which is mostly subjective, before each pauri. The slok clarifies the idea in the pauri. The pauri captures the main message of the shakka. Fourthly, to the point related to a bath. There is abundance of material related to a cold bath. General material related to cold bath. A cold bath enhances self-awareness, improves mental clarity, removes negativity, and improves physical well-being. One feels fresh and invigorated after a cold bath. Scientific reference. A reference paper, scientific evidence-based effects of hydrotherapy on various systems of the body, was referred to. In conclusion, the article says that hydrotherapy has a scientific evidence-based effect on various systems of the body and adds that hydrotherapy was widely used to improve immunity and for the management of pain and a number of other ailments listed in the article. Some specific health benefits of cold bath on the respiratory systems, nervous system, immune system, and hormonal system are outlined in the article. we can conclude from the above that a cold bath is generally beneficial both from the metaphysical as well as medical perspective. The removal of negativity enhances self-awareness, and feeling invigorated is conducive to spiritual activity.